You're listening to the Youth Creek Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at WUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at WUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to this installment of the Youth Critic Reacts. This week we are going to talk about Lady Bird. I saw this on last Wednesday and I can see why this is 100% currently on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a really good movie, not my favorite of the year, but I really thought overall for its intent and execution, it was very solid. I thought... for those who don't know, this is Greta Gerwig's first theatrical debut. She stars in quite a few, or really a couple Noah Baumbach movies, Frances Ha and Mistress America. And this was her first debut. She did not act in this one. She just wrote and directed, but she surrounded herself with esteemed, talented cast of people with Laurie Metcalf, Saoirse Ronan, Lucas Hedges from Manchester by the Sea. Just really a great cast in all. And my general thought on the movie is I thought she did a fantastic job. It's not necessarily my top five of the year, but this is a perfect movie. Perfect female story about mothers and daughters and about really the hardship that, you know, they in the really, you know, hard relationship that moms and daughters have, you know, they go through, especially as the daughter is a teenager and going through adolescence and is, you know, on her way out to college. And in the midst of that, you know, there's a subplot about her and her first, you know, love or her early love. And it's a really very intimate, very, very, you know, very small story about Saoirse Ronan's character as she navigates her final year of Catholic school and tries to find a liberal arts college to go to, preferably one on the other side of the coast. And it's just it's a chronological story of Lady Bird as the title character, as she, you know, navigates her final year of Catholic school, and she has heartbreak, she loses her virginity, and she has lots of issues with her mother. And just a really well-told story, very well done, very well shot, the music is very well put in, and the ending of this movie is a literal gut punch if you're a person that has... Even if you're a son of a mother... it still is a little gut punch because you finally realize what the film is about and the character herself realizes what it means, like what it finally means now to be out and about and to finally, you know, understand, this is what my mother meant. So overall, I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was a funny, dramatic, very emotional journey, very small movie. I very much enjoyed it. It's not in my top... I don't know if it'll be in my top 10, but it's a very well-done movie. And normally I would like to have done a podcast on this, but I don't know anyone yet that has seen the movie because it's kind of open at random places all over the country. So, I don't know, but... please check it out if it's at your nearby theater. Please check this out. I recommend it. I give it my A-. Thanks, everyone. As far as updates on the show goes, we are going to have an episode on Coco come out Thursday evening, and then we're going to have a couple shows come out after Christmas, and then we'll do, in around that time, we'll do the Star Wars podcast. So that's it. That's all the updates I have. I'll be back with you all soon, later this week, and we'll bring you a review of Pixar's Coco.